Father Joseph Costantino is a New York City native. He attended public schools, studied at New York University, then became a Jesuit priest. His very first assignment was actually at Canisius High School back in 1978. Now, some 36 years later, he is leading the school of more than 800 students.
Did you ever imagine at that point that you'd come back leading the school as president?
Not in the least. I was set to continue in higher education because I spent 3 years in Buffalo. I was teaching philosophy at Canisius College, and I taught symbolic logic, which was an extension of the math that I taught in the higher achievement program at the high school, and then taught general philosophy courses, ethics, philosophy of God, philosophy of the person. And I did that for 3 years before going to Cambridge to do an advanced degree in theology. But I was planning on becoming a philosophy professor, but God and the Society of Jesus had other ideas, and so I'm here, very happy to be president of the high school.
And the mission of Jesuit education, you strive very strongly for diversity. I know on your website you have a full diversity statement. Explain that purpose.
Well, part of the Society of Jesus is to always strive for unity amidst diversity. And we know that we live in a world that is getting smaller, especially because of communications. And so to have our students interact with one another from different cultures, different ethnic backgrounds, different race, different religious beliefs even. Years ago, it used to only be 100% Catholic, and now we have Jewish students, Muslim students, people from different Christian traditions, all as part of Canisius High School.
Now, some of these students do come in on scholarship. Is there a certain percentage that come from the inner city of Buffalo?
Yes, and we try to give scholarships and make it possible for students from all across Buffalo and the greater Buffalo area to come to Canisius. So we say that it's never a problem if a young man is qualified for him to come to Canisius. We, thanks to our benefactors, keep finding the money to make it possible for that to happen.
And how well prepared are those students when they come in? Is there a little bit of a disconnect given perhaps their public school education? Is there anything that needs to be remediated?
Yes, we do. We have a crusader prep during the summer before they come. So we look at, from a number of different points of view, teachers' evaluations, different kinds of tests, that they have the potential to make it. So we are able to help them along. And all through the, especially the first year, we have a learning lab, and they get to get tutoring through, in order to come up to the level of everyone else.
There's so many failing Buffalo public schools right now. As an educator, what would your advice be to the city school district to help along those students in the future?
Well, much is dependent upon the kind of discipline you have in a school. And we're able, in our school, to have students wear ties and to dress appropriately and to be present. And also, we have the advantage that they do not have is they have to educate everyone. And so when you have a lot of misbehaviors or people who are not young women and men who are not paying attention, they have very little that they can do. But because they have fine teachers and people go into education to do that, and yet there's so many factors that militate against their being able to teach. And that's why a lot of public school teachers come to Canisius High School and have told me they will not go back into the public system. Even though they can earn more money, they entered teaching to teach. And in some schools, it's very difficult. I would imagine if we could diversify the different schools and send students to different areas in the greater Buffalo area. And so you have a more of a busing situation. You might be able to have less neighborhood schools and think in terms of the advantages that you'd have in other districts.
Well, and what it's coming down to is the needs, the social needs of those students coming to school perhaps without breakfast, those type of things that the district has had to become so involved in their daily lives and their needs before they can teach academics.
We have that at Canisius High School, too. Some of the students who come who are on scholarship or from poor areas or broken homes, they might come without breakfast, and we have to be very sensitive to that and provide for that possibility. So in one sense, you almost need social workers in every school in order to really help the people.
What other problems do you encounter from those students as well? What other life issues are they dealing with that perhaps another Canisius High School student would not be dealing with?
Interestingly enough, I think all of the students today are dealing with very similar issues, broken homes, arguments, alcoholism, drug addiction, and it knows no economic boundary. All of them have that those challenges, and it's very heartening to listen to them and struggle through some difficult family situations.
What is the key to success of your academic curriculum as you teach in the non-Regents format but achieve so well with students?
I think being in the non-Regents format, it gives us a lot of freedom to teach what we think is most appropriate. We're never, except for AP classes, we're not teaching to the test, so that we have an opportunity to really engage the interests. For boys, they tend not to be auditory learners. Some of them are not even visual learners. Kinesthetic learners, so they have to do things, and they need hands-on. So when you talk to our boys, the classes they love, oh, that's a great engineering class, or that digital media arts class we have, it's really hands-on. And those are the expressions they'll use because it really appeals to them. And so we're able to give them that kind of broad opportunity to deal with their particular learning needs.
If you could weigh in on Common Core and testing, constant testing in the classroom among students, what is your thought on that?
My thinking on that is that it's a bit unfortunate that teachers are graded based on that Common Core test. It's really a test of the students, but oftentimes now it's become a test of the teachers and whether they're doing their job or not. And some teachers we know have more challenges than others. Sometimes from class to class in the same year, you just have different students and a different tonality in the class. So I would say that the Common Core, though a good first start in order to say students need to know minimally X, Y, and Z, but it's only a minimum. And they need more. They need different ways to get at that minimum.
And you've found those through tradition at Canisius for many, many years.
Yes.
That really traces back to, what, the late 1800s?
It will be 150 years old.
I've always heard that the students there have a great respect for one another no matter what their socioeconomic background is. They respect each other. They respect each other's voices. Do you experience bullying in your school?
Sometimes you'll get bullying in the freshman year because they don't know yet what's expected of them. But as they get older and they go through the formation process, and it really is a formation process because we try to educate the whole person so they have not only academics and good athletics, but also a whole spiritual religious development that's part of the program. So they go on retreats. They go on immersion programs. they go on service projects together. So as they're working together and learning about the poor in our city, for instance, their heart begins to convert and they are transformed in the course of their 4 years of being with us. So is there bullying in the beginning? Yes. Do I see it in juniors and seniors or even sophomores? No.
I want to talk about affordability. How do parents afford Canisius High School? And given what's happening in some of the private schools locally in higher ed, that they're suffering because college tuition is so high and parents are in debt and students are in debt, is there a trickle-down effect to Canisius High School?
We haven't noticed it. And we also have very fine benefactors among our alumni who really make it possible so that when we do our admissions of the freshman class, we never look at the financial need. We accept the class and then we try to fund it based on the needs of parents. And then some parents can afford more than others, so some give over and above the tuition in their charity to us, and that's always very helpful.
So hopefully this won't affect the future of what we're seeing in the private colleges.
Higher education is a whole other set of challenges because it is so much money and people expect a job at the end and sometimes they're not there.
I want to talk about athletics at the high school. You do very well. How has your athletics department dealt with the concussion issue over time?
Well, this is very interesting. We have put in a weight training program and we hired a full-time weight trainer who actually teaches the boys, gives them strength, and then also we teach them how to fall. So there's a whole art to how you fall so that you can avoid concussions. Will they happen? Yes, but we minimize the risk by doing all sorts of things in practicing with our young men to get them not to have concussions.
And has it been a problem in the past with concussions? Have you had past problems?
Yes, there have been some incidences, and that's what made us put in the weight training program and some of the other things. There's risks in everything you do. When you get in the car every day, there's a risk. And because the value of play is so great as one of the human values, that we do take risks when we play any sport.
You've had some really great, powerful, and successful graduates through the years. We know one right now is current Labor Secretary Thomas Perez. Of course, Tim Russert, we all know, and from public broadcasting of the years of his comedy work, Mark Russell.
Right, yes.
How important is that legacy for the school, too?
Oh, I think it energizes our students as they get to know this and know the history of the people who have come through. You'll see time and time again our young students talking about the different alums that have gone through, especially if they're interested in the field in which that alum comes from, be it sports, TV, radio, or law.
How exciting and how much of a role, if at all, does it come into the classroom and religion class of having a Pope who is a Jesuit?
Well, all the seniors take a course that deals with spirituality, and they learn a lot about the Pope. I think the younger students don't necessarily have as much awareness, but as they get older, they do learn more and more about the Jesuit tradition and Jesuit spirituality and why this particular Pope, for instance, left living in the Vatican and lives more simply, part of the vows of being a Jesuit, poverty, chastity, and obedience. And this Pope takes that vow very seriously.
Father Joseph Constantino, president of Canisius High School, thank you so much for talking about Jesuit education at Canisius.
Thank you.